All right, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, so let's look at some interesting statistics regarding earthquakes. Again, he said earthquakes would be occurring on a grand scale and in diverse places. Earthquakes 7.0 and higher on the Richter scale have increased exponentially over the century since the time that Christ had first said that. In the 9th century, we know of only one such earthquake. In the 10th century, through the 15th century, 500 years, we know of none on record. In the 16th century, we know of one. 17th century, none. 18th century, two. 19th century, one. From 1900 to 1975, there were nine. From 1975 to 1978, there were 10. From 1979 to 1998, there were 364. Think about that. Earthquakes 7.0 and higher on the Richter scale have exponentially increased just since 1979. Again, from the 19th century back, there were only one or two in one case in the 18th century, per century. But beginning from 1900 to 1975, there were nine. From 75 to 78, there were 10. And then, of course, from 79 to 98, 19-year span, there were 364. So as you can see, we are living in a time. This is the first time since Christ said that we can honestly say, yeah, this is the fulfillment of that, earthquakes on a grand scale and in diverse places. These statistics represent an increase in the frequency of intense earthquakes in the 20th century of about 800%, 800% increase. That's pretty massive. So again, people could say, those things have been happening. There's been earthquakes. There's been wars, rumors of wars all through the centuries, and that's true. But not on the scale that we're seeing right now. And, of course, in conjunction with some of these other signs we'll be looking at, you put it all together, and we're living at some very sobering times here. Persecution of God's people. They'll hate you for my name's sake, blah, blah, blah. Though this has happened many times in the past, of course, it is yet going on in some places in the world today. This sign on the scale that Christ referred to here remains to be fulfilled. That's actually not going on right now on a grand scale. But you can tell the world is ripe for it. You can tell, not just for religious reasons, but political. The world is ripe for such persecution. If anyone has ever dealt with some of these Bush-defending neocons, they've got a hatred in them that's it's almost inhuman. It's unbelievable. You can tell these people have the taste of your blood on their lips. They're just waiting for the nod of approval. Once they know that they can get away with it, that they'll have the government stamp of approval to snuff out people who are protesting the government, they're going to do it, folks. I mean, we're already set up for it now. Bush just passed an executive order that you cannot protest the Iraq war. they're building up this hatred, this animosity against those who protest what this scandalous criminal regime is doing. And you see it in the religious world as well. You don't go along with the Trinity, for example. I hope you do realize what a powerful unifying factor the Trinity is. That ought to make you question it right there. Don't you know, people, that the more popular an idea is, the more chances are that it's a lie? Truth is never popular. Lies always are. The Trinity is very popular among big-name religious institutions. Shouldn't that be reason alone to cause you to want to question it? Why is it so popular? Why is it upheld with such vehemence? Think about it. Stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey.
Shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Going on here to another sign that Christ had given. He said, iniquity or sin or evil would abound, and the love of many would wax cold. It's interesting because those two do, in fact, go together, don't they? The more evil people become, the less loving, compassionate they are. The more they indulge in evil, just look at this administration, the more they indulge in evil, the less they care about people, you know, that they can... you know, after Katrina, for example, they can prevent people from getting help, prevent help from getting to the people, to maximize their miseries, their sufferings, and indeed to increase the death rate so they can grab up their land. It's unbelievable, guys. These people are absolutely inhuman. But it's not just at the hand of corrupt government leaders. It's across the board, isn't it? You can see it in your own neighborhoods, can't you? People today are turning into animals. In fact, I hate to even use that term because it implies that animals are that way, and they're not. You know, animals have more compassion than most people do. And that's not going to change by sitting them in front of the TV set either. They're not manipulated by propaganda. Animals naturally are affectionate. It's not natural for an animal to exploit others to increase its profits. It doesn't care about profits. The only thing animals look for is food. As long as they're well-fed, they're not going to come after anyone else and exploit or rape and pillage and destroy. And, you know, they have no desire to ruin the lives of others. just for the sheer pleasure of amassing power for themselves. They have no interest in such things. So it's horrible, you know, to say that people are animals, really, if you think about it, because this type of behavior is endemic to the human race. Animals know nothing of these things. Anyway, let's look at this particular aspect of the forecast that Christ gave. Iniquity abounding, love of many waxing cold. Is this, again, not true of our present age? Are we not seeing our youth, for example, shooting and killing one another in our schools, shooting their parents in some cases? It's unbelievable. 50% of all marriages in this country today, folks, now end in divorce. In fact, I think it's a little over 50% now, more than half of them. Love of many, waxing cold, people selfish, only thinking of what they can get. And if hubby isn't making wifey poo happy, or vice versa, well, we'll just run off and find a new partner. Who cares what the devastating effects will be to the kids? They'll get over it. That's what mine told me. Oh, they're fine. I says, no, they're not fine. Well, they'll be fine. There's no concern, care, compassion, nothing. Natural affection is virtually extinct with a lot of people today. It's just totally disgusting. Do we not almost on a daily basis read of cases where parents physically and sexually abuse their own kids? I mean, look at this. It's unbelievable. How about, you know, that woman in Texas there, she cut her own kid's arms off. And I mean, people leaving babies in dumpsters. Have you heard of that? Right here in my own town, just less than a year ago, such a thing had occurred. And, you know, they were claiming that, the baby was stillborn, and, you know, they decided to take matters into their own hands and just simply threw the baby in the dumpster. It turns out now that that wasn't the case. The autopsy showed that they did, in fact, kill the baby. But, you know, even if the baby did die of natural causes from birth, you don't throw the baby in the dumpster. What is the matter with people? This is unbelievable. Do we not see, in general, a total lack of concern in people for their fellow man? Speaking of this very type of depravity in our modern era, the Apostle Paul wrote a very similar statement talking about where things were going to be going in the book of 2 Timothy, the second letter that he wrote to Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. He said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous," always wanting more, in other words, "boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents." Now, again, can you say that that's been the case more in any previous age than it is today? You are seeing kids totally disrespectful to their parents, totally disobedient. It's unbelievable. In fact, most parents today are afraid to discipline their kids. In past ages, throughout all of human history, you know, a little discipline applied to the hind parts of a kid's trousers would usually be enough to bring them around and curtail delinquency. But no, today, parents are afraid to spank their kids because, oh, that's abuse and we might get them taken away. Many parents have gotten their kids taken away, have been arrested. Not for abuse. I'm talking just spanking. There is a difference. But because so many parents are afraid to spank their kids, don't know how to discipline them anymore, or simply don't even care themselves, you see this tremendous disrespect. Kids, you know, years ago, they were quiet. They asked for permission to leave the table. Families don't even eat together anymore at the table at all. You know, you didn't put your elbows on the table. Are you kidding me? Kids put their feet on the table today. It's just, there's no respect. This definitely applies to our age. Paul went on to say, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. I can't think of a better description, folks, of what's going on in our modern world today. People have become lazy, slothful, inconsiderate, uncompassionate, selfish monstrosities. Thank God they're not all that way, but you look around and, good heavens, I think I can honestly say the majority of people I know are that way. It's an epidemic. Christ also said the sign will be the gospel going into all the world. Well, interestingly, since the time of Christ, never has that been the case. Never has that been possible to be the case on the scale and with the efficiency that we see today because of the advent of satellite broadcasts around the world. You can have, you know, the gospel going into all the world. I think this is what Christ had anticipated when he said that. Very interesting. In addition to the many signs that Christ had mentioned in Matthew 24, which we just went over, there are several others given to us in other places in the Bible, which pertain uniquely to our day, which tell us, again, that we are near what the Bible calls the time of the end, or the end of days. So let's take a few minutes here and look at some examples of that. We have this one, increased interest and involvement in the occult. Paul said, the Spirit speaks expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You know, it's interesting that a lot of churches, the Episcopal Church, for example, has been ordaining practicing witches. Now, again, whether you are, you think witchcraft is something evil or not isn't the point. The point is, witchcraft has been recognized, you know, and admittedly, sometimes fanatically so, to the point where they were stoning people, burning them at the stake, when, in fact, a great many of them were not practicing witchcraft. I'm not suggesting we return to those days. But I'm just making the point that there's a massive increase of this stuff going on, where churches now are officially sanctioning witchcraft and ordaining practicing witches, members of Wicca, you know, to work as ministers. It's pretty frightening. This is a trend that, again, has never been seen before in the history of the Christian church, where, again, you know, mainline churches are officially endorsing, embracing this kind of thing. Give heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. Again, moving on here to another one, scoffers. Peter had written this interesting forecast in 2 Peter 3, 3 and 4. He said, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, meaning the forefathers, since they died, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. So here he's talking about scoffers who would deny that, you know, that God exists, deny that the Bible had made accurate predictions, deny that Christ is coming back. You know, that itself is a sign of what the Bible calls the last days, and we certainly do see that. People are in denial that God would exist. That's actually one of the signs that the Bible said would come to pass. Along this same line, Jude, another apostle, had written this in the book of Jude, verses 17 and 18. He said, but beloved, remember ye these words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time or the last days. Again, mockers, people saying, oh, baloney, it's not going to happen. And then, of course, they'll get the surprise of their life. I'll tell you guys, that's what gives me hope when I look out at what these neocon monstrosities are doing, these globalist scum that are raping and pillaging the planet. If I didn't know that there was a God in charge watching and planning one day on meeting out justice to these people, I think I'd be in an insane asylum. You know, I don't understand how some people who know what's going on cannot believe in God, to be honest with you. If that were the case, if there's no God, we don't have a hog's breath chance of hope. We really don't. All right, guys, stick with us. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, we're talking about interesting biblical signs of the end, if you will. Here's another one. This is written by James, the book of James, chapter 5, 1 to 7. It's one of my most favorite forecasts in the Bible, because this describes exactly the condition that we're in today with the international banking cartels who are pulling the strings, controlling everything from behind the curtain. Again, even if you're not a believer in the Bible, you've got to find this very, very insightful, very, very interesting. This was written, you know, roughly 2,000 years ago. And it's talking about the very condition we see today, the economic breakdown and oppression on a global scale, all being done at the hand of the same people all around the planet. It's the first time, by the way, since James wrote this passage that we have such a condition in the world where just a small group of powerfully wealthy financiers are controlling the world's resources, the world's population, turning the entire planet into a giant slave camp, and exploiting people's labor, sucking off of their paychecks to line their pockets. So let's take a look at this interesting forecast. Again, this is the book of James, chapter 5, verses 1 to 7. James said, "Go to now, you rich men." In other words, beware, you rich men. "Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. These are strong words. James is making it very clear that these people are phenomenally evil. And he explains why. He goes on to say, you have reaped treasure together for the last days. In other words, your time is up. There's no more reaping treasure, stealing resources and wealth. Behold, the hire of your laborers, which have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth, and have been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. And then he goes on to say, be patient, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it until he receives the early and latter rain. In other words, James is making it clear here that the time he's referring to when this statement will be fulfilled is in the end of the world, i.e., prior to the second coming of Christ, as the Bible refers to it. But this is a forecast, something that didn't exist in his day, something that would exist way down the line at a time when all these other signs were being fulfilled, earthquakes and diverse places, iniquity abounding, love of many waxing cold. Please notice what he says here, though. He says, you have... he says, the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud. You know what he's saying there? You know what this is referring to? It's the global income tax. And by the way, we are headed for a global income tax under the UN. But on a global scale, we already have an income tax being imposed by these same banking cartels in every nation in the world. Every nation has a central bank, and the income tax is stealing money from people and sending it ultimately into the hands of the same individuals who have created these central banks and these income tax systems. Their money, their labor is being kept, or the fruits of their labor, is being kept back from them by fraud. The fraudulent income tax. What else could this possibly be referring to, guys? The fiat money system, the false banking system, and the fraudulent income tax that accompanies it, which does, in fact, keep back people's fruits of their labor by fraud. He's talking here about powerfully rich men who would be enslaving the world and keeping back their rightful earnings by fraud. This is the income tax and the banking system that runs it. He says, you have lived in pleasure on the earth. These people sit on golf courses all day, live high off the hog, sucking off the labor of others. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and have been wanton, always wanting more, can never get enough. That's the nature of the lust for wealth and power. More, 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 more. You have nourished your hearts and it's in a day of slaughter. Now, what do you think that's talking about? These are the scum of the earth who have staged World War I, World War II, the Cold War, all the 60-plus military conflicts that the U.S./UN has been involved in over the past, 50-plus years, 60-plus years. They have nourished their hearts all during these days of slaughter. They love war. They don't care how many people die, how many lives are driven into misery and poverty. As long as their pockets are filled and their power is expanded, they've nourished their hearts in the day of slaughter. This is the same banking cartel group that James is talking about here, who are holding back people's wages by fraud. They're also the ones who nourish their hearts in the day of slaughter. Do you realize since the time that James wrote this, you cannot say that, this prophecy, this forecast was fulfilled in any other previous age on the scale that it is today? Astonishing stuff, folks. This passage just blows me away. Precisely describes what we're seeing happening. You have condemned the... Well, I'll tell you what, I'll pick up going over this some more when we get back from the break. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
It's radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, and I'm trying to find where I left off. I got talking during the break. Oh, okay, yeah. I was going over the James 5 passage. Again, James is clearly talking about the banking cartels, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Morgans, the Carnegies, et al. The people who nourish their hearts in the day of slaughter, who hold back people's wages by fraud, their scandalous banking system and their fraudulent income tax garbage. He goes on to say, you have condemned and killed the just. He does not resist you. Interesting. Again, this is what's been going on, folks. The just, people who open their mouths, who expose them, people like Gary Webb, who catch 2 bullets in the head, then they call it a suicide. I'll be talking more on that on coming shows. I'm working on one right now on Lady Diana. Can't wait to do that show, folks. Do you have any doubt that Diana was murdered by MI6? You don't want to miss that show. That'll be coming up at some future time. It's unbelievable. You know, it's not just in the States that you get this snowballing or stonewalling of evidence and, you know, judges covering up and lying and deliberately ignoring important testimonies that tell a different story than what the official story is. And, you know, this goes on all around the planet. You get a call from your friendly local intelligence office, and that just, you know, shuts the door right there. Case closed. Yep, no, we don't need to go any further. We already know what happened. It doesn't matter that the evidence is just massive in support of a different story than what's being sold. You get that phone call and that's it. There goes your justice system right there. And this goes on all over the place, not just in the U.S. But they definitely murdered Lady Diana. No question. We'll be doing that show coming up here in the near future. Anyway, let's go on to another interesting passage, which talks about massive pollution of the environment. This one is found in the book of Revelation, otherwise known as the Apocalypse. Chapter 11, verse 18, John makes an interesting statement here. He says, "And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come," referring to the time of Christ's second coming. He's talking in reference to that here. "And the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should give reward unto the servants of the prophets and to the saints, and them that fear your name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth." I find that be interesting. In fact, I think this is making reference to far more than just mere pollution. This is probably making reference to our good old buddies up in Alaska with the little harp machine, destroying the earth and everything upon it with their little weather modification games, creating earthquakes and tsunamis and hurricanes, and all for profit and power. All in a day's work for our little globalist friends. Should destroy those who destroy the earth. You know, since that passage was written nearly 2,000 years ago, has there been a time in history where you could really say that man had this ability to destroy the earth? No, you couldn't. Man has never had the technological capability to literally destroy the earth like he is doing right now. So, again, this passage clearly is talking about our age, certainly no age previous to ours. You know, today we're, but again, coming back to pollution, you know, we're seeing pollutants in our world, poisoning our world, endangerment of species to the point of extinction, forests are being stripped overnight, and again, all in the name of making a fast buck. That's it. There's no concern for you know, future generations, no concern for this planet we call home. They honestly don't care. Grab what they can while they can now, and if there isn't enough for future generations, well, who cares? At least we'll have our big cut of the pie. It's unbelievable, guys. You talk about sustainable development. The UN loves to use that term all the time. But when they use it, of course, what they mean is take away everything you've got, leave you with nothing so we have everything. That's their version of sustainable development. And since when we have everything and you have nothing, you won't be able to survive, we'll just kill you off because, after all, a good many of you are going to protest our abuses of power anyway. We don't want you around. We only want the world populated with butt kissers who aren't going to protest what we're doing and are going to say yes, sir, no, sir, when we tell them, and be cannon fodder for us to fight our phony wars and work in the factories for 30 cents an hour. You know, this is their idea of sustainable development. Their version of it, guys, is what cannot go on. But the way the planet is today with its population, they want you to think, oh, it's overcrowded, we got to reduce the population. Hogwash. This planet has enough resources to sustain a population 10 times what we have today. They're just giving you propaganda. They want the world's population reduced because it's more easily controllable, not because there's a shortage of resources. All the bulk of the world's resources are hoarded in their hands. They've got enough oil at their disposal to supply this planet for hundreds of years more, which would be more than enough time to develop alternative sources of energy where you wouldn't need the oil anymore. And in fact, of course, they already have that now, but they're not exploiting it because they want to exploit you. They want to keep you dependent on oil. There's no need to be dependent on oil. Oh, what a rotten scam. Do you see how evil mankind is as a whole? Thank God not all people are. I've often wondered, you know, if you could snap your fingers and suddenly have all the exploiters, the power mongers, the leeches, the liars, the scum of society, the mass murderers. If you could snap your fingers and have them all suddenly disappear off the face of the earth, you'd be frightened to see how dwindled the population would be. I bet you wouldn't have even a million people. Certainly wouldn't have a million in this country. Anyway, we'll go on here. An increase in knowledge and people running to and fro. Mass transit. Daniel made such a prediction. The prophet Daniel in the Old Testament, chapter 12, verse 4, made this statement. Actually, this was a statement he recorded that was made to him by Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, the source of many of his visions. He said, "But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even till the time of the end." I've actually quoted this before when we talked about the Bible code. Seal up the vision, even till the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Here, the angel Gabriel identifies the time of the end as a time where knowledge would be increased. In other words, you know, technology would be developed, advanced technology, and people would run to and fro. Again, mass transit, you know, people flying around the world on the other side of the planet literally in half a day, or just a few hours. If you, you know, go into a space shuttle and orbit, you can orbit the Earth several times, in fact, in just an hour. So, again, this current age is what this is speaking in reference to. There's never been a period in human history since Daniel penned those words where you can say knowledge has been increased like it is today and people running to and fro. You know, the airplane was only developed in 1910. So it's just the past past century, the past 100 years that we have seen all of this massive increase of knowledge and people traveling like this. Daniel Quilley was talking here about an advancement, grand-scale advancement in technology, which would accompany all these other signs. So you see my point. You know, any one of these signs you probably could write off and say, yeah, that's happened before. And, although not earthquakes. As I mentioned, earthquakes happening on the scale that they are today has just been occurring pretty much since 1978. But, you know, most of these other signs you could say, yeah, that's happened before, here or there. And even advanced technology like what we have today in the distant past, before John penned those words, of course, there were, you know, advanced civilizations. But since John penned those words, there hasn't been a time until our day. But combined with all of these other signs, you put them all together, can there be any doubt that we are living in the time that these biblical authors had forecasted? Anyway, let me go on to yet one more forecast here. In fact, this is the last one in the series. This, again, is from the book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, chapter 17, verses 13 and 17. This is a prophecy of a coming world system of government. Now, no question about it, since the time that these words were written down by John, we have not had such a system in place, or even a foreseeable system arising in the future. There's been attempts at it, but with no success, or very, very little success. You know, Napoleon tried it, Charlemagne tried it, Charles V tried it, Hitler tried it. To set up a world system of government. All of them failed and failed miserably. But now, today, for the first time, since John wrote the words I'm going to read here in a minute, we do see that very thing forming right before our eyes, a world system of government. But it is not a system of world government where one country is controlling all the others. No, the system John describes here is very different, and it is, in fact, precisely what we see happening. This has got to be one of the most astonishing, accurate forecasts in the entire Bible. Understand, there's never been anything like this in history, where all nations are being coerced, bribed, or bombed into joining together and giving all of their power over to one central system. Not one nation running all the others, but all nations collaborating, working together under one single global system of government. The Bible foretold this precisely, what we're seeing now. Do you understand? When John penned these words, such a system was not conceivable. It had never existed before among mankind. And this is exactly what is happening. So let me read this passage again, Book of Revelation 17, chapter 17, verses 13 and 17. He said, "These," meaning the nations of the world, "these shall have one mind and shall give their power and strength over to the beast," or the New World Order. "They shall agree," again, "be of one mind, and shall give their kingdom unto the beast." That's pretty astonishing. He doesn't say that one nation will arise and overcome and conquer all the other nations. That was commonplace in history. You had many empires that did that. You had the Assyrians that did it. You had the Babylonians that did it. The Medo-Persians, the Greeks, the Romans. And again, many other attempts, unsuccessful ones since then, but many other attempts at world government. But this now is the first time in history since the time of John that we actually see all the nations coming together to form a world government, but not one nation ruling the rest. All nations collaborating together, giving their power over to this centralized system, the beast. You understand, folks, what I'm saying here? This prophecy is absolutely astonishing. It says these, meaning the nations of the world, have one mind. That's what the New World Order is all about, one mind. Many voices, one, how does that go? That's the EU's claim, we call it the battle cry. Many nations, one voice, I believe. Yeah, I think that's they're saying. A little motto. Many nations, one voice, of one mind, John said. These nations shall be of one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. That's what the UN is all about, isn't it? Everybody contributes their peacekeeping forces so that they have no more armies that work just for them to defend their interests. Instead, they give their armies over to the UN. To be used by the UN on their behalf, really on the elite's behalf, made out to look like their behalf. But you see what I'm saying? John is describing here, folks, this emerging world government system where all the nations are of one mind and they give their power and strength, their military might, over to this one centralized system controlling this centralized world government. I cannot stress enough how significant this is. Such a system was not known in the ancient world. The only imperial powers, global imperial powers, were individual nations that overthrew all other nations and ruled them under one banner, under one national sovereignty. The system John here is talking about is nothing like that at all. It's not one nation exercising sovereignty over others. It's all nations giving over this sovereign power to one centralized system. This is the New World Order that we're seeing formed today. John couldn't possibly have envisioned such a thing happening. It was unknown in his day. Empires were known, and they were global in nature, at least controlling the known world at the time. But it was one nation controlling others, not all nations collaborating together, giving their power and strength over to one system. Do you understand, folks? This is the New World Order prophesied in the Bible nearly 2,000 years ago. Pretty interesting. And I'd like to close with this interesting quotation, also from the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 12. We're in for some pretty, biblically speaking anyway, we're in for a nasty, bumpy ride. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. But, you know, to end it on an encouraging note at the same time, Christ did say, when you see these things happening, look up, rejoice, knowing that your redemption draws near. In other words, there's hope at the end of the tunnel. But this statement is made in Revelation 12:12, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. In other words, beware. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows he has but a short time. For those who subscribe to the biblical worldview, what this is saying here is the devil knows his time is up. He knows the clock is ticking down. He's got a short time left. So he has great wrath, and he's using his minions in the New World Order to crush out anyone and everyone he can. It's kind of like the drowning person. They're going to take you down with them unless you're strong enough to save them. They're going to hold on to you, and if you can't pull them up and save them, they're going to bring you down with them. And that's what the picture is here that's painted for us. The devil's come down with great wrath, and he's got vengeance. Just look at these New World Order whores. Look how evil they are. Look how destructive they are. They're serving their master, folks. If you're familiar with Freemasonry, you know that they are literally devil worshippers. Whether you believe in the devil or not, they do. And they conduct themselves accordingly. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with one more short segment after the break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Got one more short segment here. Yeah, just to remind you, I mentioned this at the outset of the show. I haven't talked to John Stattenmiller yet to see if that's okay with him, but I have a lady friend visiting me here. I actually met her on paltalk.com, and we've been hitting off really well, I'm pleased to say. And she's actually going to be staying this week as well. She was just going to be spending the past 2 weeks, but we extended another week, so she won't be leaving till Sunday. So it looks like I'll probably be away the rest of the week. I just want to check and make sure that's okay with John. I'm going to call him later. In which case, if I can't get anybody to fill in, like Ellen Watt or whatever, it'll probably be repeats again through till Friday for the next, you know, four shows. But I will definitely be back a week from today. I'll be back next Monday, and, you know, from then on, no more vacations for a while anyway. And actually, next week I'm planning on going over the, I know you've all been anxiously anticipating this, the Trinity issue. I've been talking about this for a while. I said I was going to do it. So, yeah, that's what I plan to be doing, at least for two, maybe three shows. I don't know. Who knows? We'll see how long it takes. Might take three, four shows. I don't know. Maybe the whole week. We'll do a Trinity marathon next week. But I, you know, I do want to cover this in detail. This is probably the first, in fact, it is the first big truth revelation that I had. And then from there, of course, I branched off into politics and science and a lot of other areas. But the first real major encounter I had with reality was when I discovered the Trinity. That opened the door to the ugly, what was ugly for me then anyway, ugly reality that organized religion was just nothing but a bunch of lying, corrupt monstrosities from the pits of hell. And they were, in fact, lying. Folks, you have any doubt about that? If you think I'm off the wall, if you think I'm a heretic, because that's what they've programmed people to think, you see. Don't you see the same mind manipulation going on? It's like with 9/11. You question 9/11, oh, you're unpatriotic. You don't love your country. Why don't you love America? It's the same thing with the Trinity. You're a heretic. Oh, you're not a Christian. You're not going to heaven. You don't believe in the Trinity. It's the intimidation game so that you won't even question it. You're not a Christian if you don't believe in the Trinity. Oh, really? How about you're not a Christian if you do believe in the Trinity? I'm not judging Trinitarians as being unchristian. Don't misunderstand me. But if you are knowingly believing this trash and propagating it, which, of course, all the leaders of mainstream religions are, mainstream churches are, they're not Christian. They're lying to people. They're lying to you, folks. If you believe in the Trinity, you are every bit as much a victim of the lying propaganda of the New World Order as if you believe 9/11 was done by 19 flying circus Muslims. You're being suckered, folks. And if you have any doubt about that, tune in next week. In fact, I dare you, I challenge you to tune in. Call me up if you want to debate, you know, try to prove me wrong. You can't do it. There's no truth to it. Historically and biblically, I will destroy that monstrously evil Roman Catholic created abominable pagan doctrine next week. So join me then. The truth hurts, but lies kill. All right, guys. Most likely I won't be back until next Monday. So have a good week, and we'll see you then. Take care.
With recent internet